are, I guess, financially not able to, I guess. We do own, the creek. The property is divided up into about half a dozen properties, the 6.5 acres, and the creek portion is our part.
Even the part that flows through Lake Oswego?
Yeah, it's in the city of Lake Oswego.
But it's owned by the city of Portland.
The creek is actually owned by the city of Portland?
Yes. The property that the creek is on.
Right. So we acquired that. And why did we do that?
For several reasons. It was initiated, I believe, as part of the Metro bond measures for open space acquisition. And so we were a partner there.
Metro help us pay for that?
Yeah, all three parties bought the property.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Actually, our share was the smallest.
Okay. Including Lake Oswego?
Including the Metro, Lake Oswego, Portland were the three partners, and Portland was the least financial partner. And also our Tryon Creek treatment plant is right next to the property across Tryon Creek.
Lake Oswego is also contributing by allowing us to spoil excavated materials on their property, which they own, which is a substantial savings. So they're contributing in other ways.
So it's saving us money.
Yeah.
Other questions? Commissioner Fritz?
I just have a comment. I'm really happy to see this project. I helped found the Tryon Creek Watershed Council in the mid-90s. And I think to your question, Commissioner Leonard, this is the Tryon Creek Watershed is a particularly interesting one because it does span not only Portland and Lake Oswego, but it has some portions of Multnomah County, unincorporated Multnomah County, unincorporated Clackamas County, and then some significant metro purchases at the headwaters of Arnold Creek, which is a tributary, and along the creeks. And then I remember working with Deb Lev, who's now in the Parks Bureau, but was working in Lake Oswego, to not only looking to purchase some of these properties. There's also a partnership between Lake Oswego and Portland in the Kerr property, which is in Portland, which is jointly owned with Portland and Lake Oswego, which Metro didn't participate in. So throughout the process of developing the Watershed Council and looking at issues within the Tryon Creek Watershed, there's been a lot of partnering back and forth about who does what on particular on particular projects. And I think a commendable collaboration to make sure that the focus is on getting the projects done that need to get done and also being fair to all the parties in relationship to what the benefits are. So I am excited about that. I appreciate the question, though, because I think that that is a concern that citizens would have as to why the ratepayers of Portland are paying the bulk of this project. And it also contributes to the health of the Willamette River. It's upstream from Portland, so it's an important project on many different levels, and I'm going to be happy to support it next week.
Carla, did anyone sign up to testify?
No one else signed up.
So both are going to go to a second reading, but I know if Dan Saltzman were here, he would thank you both for your excellent presentations.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Will 88 and 89 go to a second reading? Carla, would you please read Council Item 90?
Assess property for sidewalk repair by the Bureau of Maintenance.
Who do we have today? Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm Dan Broom. I'm with Maintenance Operations, City of Portland.
I'm Sharon Zimmerman. I'm from the Auditor's Office.
And the remonstrances have been pulled from this ordinance, so we'd like to make a motion to move it to the second reading.
Okay. Any questions or comments from my colleagues?
So when you're asking, you say there have been remonstrances?
Two.
Yes, there were two.
And those so then don't get included in this?
No.
How are those processed?
Sharon gets them, they come over to me, and then I'll take whatever information from their appeal that they have, and I'll go through all the information that I have and make a determination.
Yeah, when I get the remonstrances, I pull them out of this project, and they'll go into a later project when he makes a decision.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Carla, anyone signed up to testify in this matter?
No one signed up.
All right, thank you. Council Item 90 goes to a second reading, and that concludes our morning calendar. Council is adjourned until 2 p.m. this afternoon. Thank you.